commentary on the messages of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei.
Brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Mudarrisi, and we shall now examine more closely the message delivered by our leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei, on the occasion of the 37th anniversary of the demise of the founder of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, and the anniversary of Eid Ghadir. In the beginning part of this message, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei tries to establish a connection between this year's Eid al-Ghadir, the anniversary of the passing of the late Imam, and the absence of the martyred Imam, Sayyid Ali Husseini Khamenei. A key point is the co-occurrence of these three elements, Eid al-Ghadir as the celebration of wilayah, and that divinely ordained guardianship and leadership, the 37th anniversary of the passing of Imam Khomeini, and the first 14th of Khordad, on which our martyred Imam is no longer among us, as mentioned in the message. Ayatollah Khamenei emphasizes that Imam Ali alayhi salam is the supreme exemplar, or al-uswatul a'la, not for just one class, but for all segments of the society, from children to the elderly, from ordinary people to intellectual and scholarly elites, and across all social groups. He subsequently identifies the two imams of the Islamic Revolution as prominent embodiments of this emulation, and Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Khamenei, what he does in this message is that he describes their statements and writings as a treasury and guiding light for the future. This formulation points to the continuity of the model of wilayah during the occultation and throughout the era of the Islamic Republic, extending forward and toward the advent of Imam Mahdi, may God hasten his noble reappearance, and the establishment of a new Islamic civilization. Perhaps, I would say, the most significant statement in this part of the message, in this section, is his assertion that the source of honor in the lives of the two leaders of the Islamic Revolution has been their emulation of the conduct and example of Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him. Thank you for being with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong. Gave me hope, oh Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.